Today, we're going to be talking about a strangely interesting topic that's more important to your small business than you might think. I'm Brian Rump.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matty G Digital.
And this is the Kawartha Small Business Podcast. We have business conversations for the Kawartha commute. Our episode sponsor today is Starting Point Digital Marketing. Your business deserves great marketing that works. Starting Point Digital Marketing has intentionally simple marketing that gets you started on your digital marketing. Check them out today at startingpointdigitalmarketing.ca. All right, Matt, we have a awesome topic today. It stems from a conversation we had when we ran into each other in the park several weeks ago, and it's a bathrooms. So I know that this was a strange one when we put it up on the board. So what do you think we're going to talk about today?
I was, of course, maybe caught off guard when I saw that that's what we were going to talk about. I think very quickly kind of realized where you were wanting to go without even talking to you. I do think that there's probably, at least at a minimum, customer service issues with bathrooms and how your business handles people using a public washroom. And also there's marketing opportunities about bathrooms. And even the more I think about it now, that are super relevant to where we are in the Kawarthas, like Fenland Falls, Bob Cajun, any other like populated small cottage country beach type of town, Cobequonk, where there's not limited businesses, but we're not having like, there's not thousands of businesses like Peterborough or a bigger city. But Fenland Falls is where we met and had the conversation about like, hey, where can I go to the bathroom? And you start to think like, okay, what businesses allow you to just use their bathroom? And it ends up probably being like a big box place that you end up going to. But there's opportunity there because like we all, you and I at least think local first. So we try to think of like, okay, is there a local little coffee shop we can sneak into and probably end up buying from? Or is like retailers are a tricky one. Like they almost never have bathrooms that are available to the public. But I actually kind of get where you're going with this one, but I'll throw it back to you. Like, where were you going with this?
Yeah, I think it was a good just conversation. And I think one thing we forget, all humans pee. They all need washrooms. So if you're trying to attract people to your business, if you're a business association like the Downtown Lindsay Corps, you want people to come and spend a significant amount of time. So like those people are going to need to use the washroom at some point. People have kids they want to, change or whatever. And I think people forget about bathrooms. It's annoying when someone comes in and is like, hey, can I use the washroom? And you're like, I guess so. Or, oh, they're for customers only, which I agree with in general. I think there's a fascinating conversation to be had of like, are washrooms or bathrooms, public goods? Are they the responsibility of the business owner to provide it to the public? There's all sorts of sort of nuanced rules because it is a cost of doing business. It's not cheap to build one, maintain one, pay the water bill for it. So if it's an investment for your business, yeah, it makes sense. But some people don't see it that way. And they'd just rather people go somewhere else. Then from a city standpoint, the city doesn't have a very good bathroom strategy or public washrooms. They kind of, I guess, hope that they attract 1,000 tourists to their town and nobody has to use the washroom all day. Like, it's not reality. So it's a fascinating topic to talk about.
Yeah, and I bet you there's people that are listening if people are still listening after we announced the topic. I bet there's people listening that like, I've never had an issue going to the washroom in someone's business. It's completely not true. I will speak from a bit of experience with a pregnant wife twice, that pregnant or non-pregnant, she's not going to be super impressed by this, but like has to go to the bathroom. Has to go to the bathroom like once an hour, once every like couple hours. So when we're out, like Fenland Falls specifically, Bob Cajun specifically, some of these towns, even like Lindsay downtown, she's got to go to the bathroom once an hour. And I remember when she was pregnant, half of me can't remember exactly where it is. And the other half is pretty sure, but I'm not going to again ever criticize someone by name on this podcast. But they went, she went into a somewhere and was like, hey, can I use your washroom? And the person, like, my wife's visibly pregnant, like ready to pop. And they're like, oh no, sorry, you can't use the washroom. It was like a kid. My wife's almost 30 at this point. And it was like a teenager's like, ah, you can't go to the bathroom. Like, so it's ridiculous. I think it's crazy. You're not letting people use the washroom. My immediate question to like business owners that are like, well, we don't want people using the bathroom unless they're customers. What is the harm of it? You brought up, okay, well, there's a cost to it. That's super fair. However, I don't expect anyone to know this because it's ridiculous to have ever considered this, but like, what's the actual cost per person that uses your bathroom? Has a business owner ever actually figured that out? I know that someone uses my bathroom, it's going to cost me this much. The water, like maybe electricity if you're on a pump or something like that, the cost of my employee to go down and clean it once a day or whatever. What's the actual cost to it?
Yeah.
No one knows that. No, and no one would ever.
How does that compare to your lead cost, right?
Yeah.
Most businesses, and this is another, right, we turn everything into marketing, don't spend enough to acquire leads, or they don't want to spend anything. Whereas you want people to come into your business. So that's like just the ultimate, like, hey, come to my business. Oh, but not if you want to use the washroom, right? Maybe you have to plaster your washroom with like, here's what we do and here's what we sell you so that people, you know, buy something on the way out, or maybe they come back to buy something. Like, you know, it's an opportunity for you.
It's an opportunity cost and an opportunity lost. Because yeah, if you turn around and you're like, hey, you cannot use my bathroom, whether you're an average person like me, who I believe to be average, or a pregnant woman or whoever needs to use it, if you're like, oh, sorry, you can't use my bathroom, or you got to be a customer. Well, okay, like now I'm like kind of mad and I'm probably going to buy the cheapest thing humanly possible to become a customer. And I'm probably going to be annoyed at this point.
Yeah. Right?
So like you may have lost that person as a customer, maybe forever. And that's a customer service issue.
Yeah. And I think too, just I was thinking about times I've ducked in to use a washroom, and I'm pretty conscientious in terms of I will try to buy something, especially if it's a small business. If the lineup's big, I'll feel bad and come back to buy something. But there's also a element of if people walked in there, maybe they're a regular customer and they feel at home there and they feel like, hey, I like this business. I want it to succeed. Like, I'm going to use your washroom. So that's good. Like, they've picked you for some reason. There's, you know, something about that that makes them feel welcome in that environment. So
yeah,
in a lot of ways it should be a compliment.
And from a marketing perspective, I do believe there are opportunities to have public, like openly public washrooms for people to go in and use all the time. I a minute ago said that there's no one that's ever put a cost on how much they make off or how much it costs them to like clean a bathroom or use a bathroom. I wonder if that's true though with some of these big box stores, like Tim Hortons, for instance. Oh. I wonder if they know that cost. And that's why it's just like, come in whenever you want, use the bathroom. I bet you that it's like a cost per acquisition that they're aware of.
Possibly, although I would argue, I think Tim Hortons has terrible bathrooms because they minimally require them to open, but they don't make them easy. Like, I've never been in one that's amazingly well designed or good. They sort of discourage you from going in. They don't invest in, you know, paper towels. They have the worst hand dryers. It's always awkward. Like, they're small, or there's people lined up, partly because their brand's strong enough that they don't need to do that. If I was setting up right next to a Tim Hortons on like a major route, I would try to differentiate myself by having like a well-designed, really good washroom. You know, people could, know that it's the place to stop and the place to sort of use that washroom versus whatever chaos you're going to get at a Tim Hortons.
My washroom is the place to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's true, right? And, you know, I can think of some conference centers that I've been to in Toronto that have like an amazing sort of washroom experience, and they're in there cleaning them all the time because they know, like, you know, people are paying hundreds of dollars to be there that day for whatever the conference is, and that's part of the experience. I think the other neat element is, you could tell a lot about a business by the condition of their washroom. Nikki from the Olympia, I remember once at something saying, you know, in that business, you get judged by two things, and basically two things only: the plates you send out and your washrooms. So, like, you know, people come to visit there and you have to have clean washrooms at the Olympia. You know, it's an old restaurant, older building, but the washrooms are always clean.
They're very nice bathrooms. I've never thought about it until right now. Yeah. You're right, though.
Yeah, like, they're older, but they're well maintained, and, you know, the plates are very consistent. You know what you're going to get when you go there. So that's like strategy in action. You and I both go to Carbon Heights CrossFit. High volume of people there, short periods of time. I know that they clean the washrooms very regularly. I go before work. I shower there all the time. Always super clean. It's like going into a freshly clean hotel room, basically every time. And that's part of like the business systems that they have set up to, you know, control facets of the business and the experience, which I think is, you know, important, especially, you know, some businesses more than others.
Yeah. I actually think it's a management issue as well, where you are putting your employees, let's say often like teenagers, young adults, in situations where they're going to be upsetting the clientele or people, older people, not older people, but like they're going to have to arguably be confrontational with people that are 10 plus years older than them. Yeah. I wouldn't want to put someone in that situation. Like, I wouldn't want a teenager or a youth or any of my employees to ever be like uncomfortable. And you're actually making it a lot more uncomfortable for them. And instead of just letting that person walk into the bathroom or, yeah, come on back, you're now saying no. And you're almost certainly, most people are not going to be happy by that. What percentage of people are like, oh, okay, thanks so much, and then walk out, versus the amount of people that are like, screw you, dude, and then storm.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things, and it's fascinating to talk about, because I also understand sometimes there's just building logistics that prevent it or security issues.
That's super fair. Yeah.
You know, I worked at the bank, and our – you know, the local banks are not designed modernly. And, in our Lindsay branch, there was no upstairs washroom. So the only way to lead people down was like sort of near the vault, you know, so you really couldn't, it wasn't a public bathroom at all. It wasn't accessible. You could sometimes, you know, if you had to, sort of bring someone down, but just poor design sort of made that poor. In the Fenland Falls branch, it's like a really old branch, and the washroom's like a weird route to find. And I remember people would like knock on the door sometimes, like during like the Santa Claus parade or public events, like trying to find a washroom. And it's like, well, I guess so, but like, we gotta like lead you up like this old staircase, and then we have to sort of stand and supervise because we can't let you near like the records room and stuff like that. So there are some you know, reasons why you might discourage
the yeah
to use that, but it is it's a reality, and I think people just don't embrace it. This a business owner, or you know, there's sort of a taboo around washrooms and cleaning them. Mm-hmm. But the people who really get it are like, you know, you see the owner of a business in the washroom every day taking their turn cleaning it. That tells me a lot about that business.
Yeah. There's got to be sales opportunities with every bathroom break.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because as we talk about this, I don't know of one small business or medium business that has ads in their washrooms. Yet when I was at university, it was like a huge thing that they were contracting out, like ads and posters and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in the washroom. And you could, use that opportunity to remind people what you offer. You know, there could be a the washroom secret special or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, it's fascinating.
Well, the theaters did. And I don't know about the one downtown Lindsay, but I'm thinking of like growing up, Cineplex would have those ads in front of the urinals. Big box restaurants would have them in front of the urinals. Yeah. Where like those two at least come to mind. Like that's really
bigger good places would get it a bit. They would expect a higher volume of people, I think. So, you know, they're designed differently. It's fascinating because we look at like a Tim Hortons and me slandering them. You know, people are coming there anyway, and they're coming in high volumes, and their business is high volume, low cost. They don't really care about their experience. They pretend to, but they don't, you know, they're not investing in any more square footage for their washroom than they legally have to. Whereas like, movie theaters, it's a big just barrier. You're going to have large volumes of people. You know, a movie lets out, everyone's running to the washroom. If you don't have that, then people aren't going to buy the giant drinks like that you're trying to sell them, right? So it's kind of part of their overall experience and their value chain. So hopefully they get that.
Yeah, I was like, I never thought of the ads perspective, but it makes a ton of sense. And like, there's sponsorship available there to some of the like high volume stores downtown. I was even just thinking of like literally having a sales process. Now it's going to be hard for some of like, say, hospitality of like restaurants and takeout places, but retailers, I think there's an opportunity there. Like literally, yeah, of course you can use my washroom. You show it to them. And not to say you pounce on them as soon as they're out, but you set up your sales process to be like, hey, you should really check this out. Hey, I noticed that you're wearing this. You'd really like this. I think that there's an opportunity there. And like we started this conversation, it's an opportunity lost if you're just begrudgingly being like, no, you can't use my washroom. Get out of here. Like, let's find these little opportunities for a situation, like I said, that is like so harmless. You brought up a very good point about the security. I can't argue with that. That's not a different topic, but that's super fair. But everything else, I would say there's no reason why you can't let anybody use your bathroom.
Oh, yeah. And that it's fascinating because you look at those moments like, you know, you remember those, right? Like that was like one day, like you've probably used thousands of public washrooms over your life, but you remember the ones who are like, nope, like, you know, can't sit here. Like it's, that's going to be memorable. And that's what you're going to talk about for that business. I think especially if it's a small business you maybe like, where you're like, oh, I'm just going to go in here because I buy a lot of stuff there. I know they have a washroom, or oh, they're nice to me. They'll let me do that. And then they turn you away and it's, not good. I think just sort of circling back as well to washrooms as a public good. We're in Kawartha Lakes. Everyone talks about tourism.
Yeah.
But I think a tourism strategy starts with a washroom strategy. And I think that's a huge opportunity lost as well. You know, parks are meant to be public goods. They're meant to be part of life. You know, life isn't all about, you know, the economy and just doing stuff for the economy. Like, parks are for people who live there, people who pay taxes. You want to have parks and facilities. And the fact that the most of them don't have washrooms or poor washrooms is, I don't think it's a very good strategy. And it just downloads that onto those businesses sometimes who maybe are happy to let people use their washroom, but they don't want to line up through their store all day.
Yeah. And I don't know how a lot of things work, and I especially don't know how government works, but I would be very curious to be in a conversation like a fly on the wall to see where this goes. My suspicion is that government has to do like the bare minimum and they'll be okay. Like Fenland Falls, they've got that shanty of a bathroom. I'm sorry if that offends anybody, but like they got that little bathroom, and I bet you the government's like, you know what? Let's promote the other businesses and get those people going to the bathroom in those businesses and let the businesses try to sell more stuff because of the bathroom use. But then I bet you the business owner, I don't know if business owners ever wanted someone just randomly using their bathroom.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not a conversation we have, but just thinking like throughout this conversation, I can't think of a single time anyone's been like, yeah, for sure. I'd love it if you use my bathroom for nothing.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. I think, and then they probably expect the government to be the ones providing the bathrooms. And this is like actually a very fascinating conversation now.
Because the whole schools of thought on it, yeah.
Yeah, because I spent this whole time thinking about Fenland Falls, tourists, beach, where are you going to the bathroom? You got to walk somewhere, whatever. Bob Cajun, probably similarly. They've got a bathroom there too, though. Anyways, but now I'm thinking about Lindsay downtown too, where it's like there is no public bathroom as far as I am aware. Now,
yeah, you can go to the library.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. But that's also it goes back to a marketing thing too, where it's like me and you have talked maybe on the podcast, maybe off air, where it's like, just because we don't know it's there doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And that's happening a lot more as I'm realizing. Yeah. Like, we don't know that there's like, maybe there's a public washroom somewhere around there. But that's on the businesses down there to like make sure that like there's some people that can get into there and use the bathroom. I bet you it's probably boiling over that takes the brunt of that, of people wanting to like, hey, I bet you I can use that bathroom. And if not there, I think they're pretty open to it. I know like we're talking right now during COVID and that makes it more complicated and confusing, but I think they've always been open to people using the bathrooms, like don't really seem too concerned about it. But if not there, like they're probably, people are having to walk to Tim Hortons. I don't know where else people just kind of casually be able to walk into a bathroom there.
Yeah, it's tough when you're down downtown, and I think downtowns need to, you know, they need to think about it. I think, you know, to be fair to some of the local politicians, you know, in Fenland Falls, there's a new washroom that's being built at the beach, sort of as a regeneration. It's not open yet. I think there's some, I've heard different talk, again, they don't get it going, but of having sort of more public washrooms with like at least a known public washroom open. So at like the libraries or something where people know to direct people there when they can. But I guess to me, it's just fascinating because it's not a surprise, right? People have been, this has been, you know, an issue since the dawn of time. And, you know, there's solutions to it. It's just who's going to sort of maintain it and putting proper resources to it. And I think it's one of those core issues. It's like plowing the roads. Like the roads got to get plowed. Like washrooms got to get cleaned. Like that's just a basic sort of service. And if you want to attract tourists, you can do that. I know there's some towns in BC that have like, they brag about their public washrooms, like the nicest public washroom in the world, I think is in like Smithers, BC or something. Like, you know, they make them tourist attractions. And there's ways you can do it. It's just having the sort of political will and the business focus to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are very nice bathrooms around Kawartha Lakes. Logie Street bathroom, Logie Street Park bathroom. It's a newer one. It's beautiful. Wilson Fields has a really nice bathroom, actually. I think that's probably rather new and renovated also. I think.
Yeah, that's new because I played a lot of ball there and it was always just the outhouses, but at least they were there and regularly. Like, that's still a strategy.
Yeah, there are some nice bathrooms around. It's just, yeah, how do we help businesses with bathrooms?
Yeah, and I wonder if it's sort of a, you know, final thought, because we've been on this topic longer than I thought we would, but it could be a sort of a critical mass issue in terms of, like, if everybody did it, then every business would maybe follow along and, like, have that. But when you end up being, like, the only one, it could be exhausting.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I guess the overall challenge would be see that as an opportunity. People are coming through your door. You know, businesses spend a lot of money to get people to walk through their door. And actually a bathroom sign might be the cheapest marketing that you could do to, like, get people through the door, engage them, you know, make them stand and talk to you for 30 seconds before, you know, they do that. So just, you know, rethinking that and just understanding that it's a need that's never going away.
Yeah. It's a fascinating conversation because maybe I'm wrong, but I can't imagine too many business owners have actually thought about this before. And this has really opened my eyes to think of, like, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah. The bathroom king, right? We're going to come and, turn your bathroom into a marketing machine. Let's trademark that. Trademark.
Did you ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon when you were a kid or now?
No, that was, not my thing. We didn't have those games when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, you were in, like, your 20s or 30s when I was a kid playing that. Yeah. But, like, there was a thing you could do in it, and, like, you build a roller coaster in an amusement park, and you add a bathroom. And one of the things you could do was charge people to use the bathroom. And I'm thinking back, it was a very interesting case study because, like, all the AI of all the fake people walking around the park, a lot of them would pay for it, but a lot of them would just get really angry and they'd kick and scream and walk away. And it was like they'd warn you before you add a cost, like, this could really upset your fans, and, like, that has an effect on how you play the game. And maybe there's an opportunity there. Roller Coaster Tycoon was, like, ahead of its time, or, like, charging for bathrooms.
And that's fascinating because in other parts of the world, it's very common. Like, right, you just pay. In Canada, I've never seen that. I've offered it. Actually, when I was on the Fenland Falls Chamber, I suggested putting up, like, a pay-as-you-can sort of towards Santa Day as, like, a toll to use the washroom at the office there. I don't think anyone ever did it or went for it, but I didn't think there was a harm in it. It was like, hey, like, businesses are paying for this. You know, at least give us some money to have an awesome day Christmas parade, maybe, like, just as a request. But, you know, you could have, maybe you build the nicest bathroom ever and you say, hey, it costs this much because it's awesome. Like, I would do that. You know, if I knew where that was in a town, I would go spend the whole day in that town and do that, knowing that I could run up and use a washroom. Cause, like, I'm not going to a beach for 8 hours knowing whether or not I'll be able to use the washroom or not.
Yeah. I told you this conversation was going to be a lot longer than we thought.
I know, that's crazy. Any final thoughts?
No, I'm good. I honestly would, well, yes, I guess, again, where I would just say, like, let people use their bathrooms. It's harmless. You don't actually know the cost of it, but you actually are losing out on opportunity.
Awesome. All right. That sounds like an episode to me. Send us your thoughts. Did you like this episode? What do you think? Have you rethought your bathroom strategy?
More bathroom episodes. The people want what they want.
They want what they want. And You know, if you want to talk to us about how to turn your bathroom into a marketing machine, we would love to explore that. So send us an email to setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.